Hey guys, what's going on? This is Isaiah and Gene here for the new and improved Squizzy Radio.
Kind of like a second season, if you will.
Yeah, we're going to throw out some new off-the-wall topics, less related to Counter-Strike, still probably related to video games in some aspects, but going to try and bring in a little bit of off-the-wall, whatever topics, because that's what we're good at, just talking about the average everyday crap you go through in life.
I think it's worth noting, too, that, the reason that we did stop talking about Counter-Strike was because that our Counter-Strike team has been going through some problems. We had to drop a league play. We had to reform.
No one cares, Gene, really.
Well, you know,
when it comes down to it, I think that no one cares.
Well, I'm telling you, but those three or four people were following our team.
No one followed our team. Because no one cared.
Okay. Alright, I'll give it to you.
So, what's been going on with you, Gene?
Well, nothing really. Just got back from the, Valentine's was yesterday.
Valentine's.
Yesterday or the day before?
Day before yesterday.
Day before yesterday.
Good old Valentine's Day.
I guess we're hitting you at September.
September 32nd.
Truly a dazzling month here.
Wow, dude. Good. It's the 16th,
It's the 16th. February.
So Valentine's Day happened. I hope that all of your Valentine's Days were as non-productive as mine.
Well, what can I say? I went out with a girl. I don't really want to say too much because I don't know if she may end up listening to this one day.
I doubt it. Her name's Caitlin.
Yeah.
Gene's on and off girlfriend for the past, 30,000 years. Weird situation, but hey, at least he had someone. Whereas I hung out with a fan.
Yeah.
And, that was fun.
I mean,
that was fun.
Valentine's is the day of love, and who do you love more than your family?
It's myself. Mostly. More than my family. But, I was up in Lubbock, which is about a 5-hour drive from here.
I thought you were in Lubbock?
Yeah, I was in Lubbock.
I thought you were in New Mexico.
No, I didn't have to drive the 14-hour hellish drive to New Mexico. I just drove the, 5-hour drive.
Oh, see, this whole time I thought you were in New Mexico.
No, that's because you're stupid and you have no brain, mostly. I was driving home, and I really had to poo. And the thing is, in between here and Lubbock, the gas stations are horrendous. Like, if you were to go in there and poo, it would smell better than they smell when you went in there, to begin with. Without, joking in any way. It's true. And there's the bacteria filled, so I really had to go.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up pulling out over at a picnic area, one of those rest stops that I've been to many times. And there's this trail that leads off into the woods. I was the only person on the road. Nobody's driving. That was nice, John.
It was,
That was
Chipotle-tastic.
We went to Chipotle, had some hot sauce, which will be owning us later, but, back to the topic, I was out in the woods, and, I really had to go, and I pooed in the woods, just right there on the trail.
There was nothing else. I mean, I think any other person in your position would have done the same thing.
Right.
I've made that drive, in that area before, and I can vouch for their being nothing but dead wastelands. We do this show from Texas, and there are areas of Texas where it's just barren wasteland.
Yeah, it's true. I was pretty proud of that. Really the first time I've ever done a wild man, dump. And I can only hope that someone's child stumbles across it, within the next few days before it goes, too dry or anything.
Now, are you, accepted into some Indian tribe now, or...
I think I could be. If I went up to one of those reservations or something and be like, hey guys, food in the woods. Get a tattoo or something.
Yeah.
They'd probably be like...
You'd probably get some tribal benefits there, I think. You'd probably at least
get a name or something,
I think you get like 100 free poker chips, you know, at the casino or.
I think I could go with the Indian name, you know, he who takes steamy dump in woods.
Yeah, I think you could definitely like pull off a steamy poo.
Okay, they can just call me Steamy Poo.
Steamy Poo.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
It is a little cute.
It works with the ladies.
If you don't think about what it actually means, it actually is kind of attractive.
Yeah. So that was that. Otherwise, just a long, grueling, horrible trip of pain.
you don't have a radio.
No, I have no radio in my car. It was stolen, so I make my own music.
What? Yeah. Could you give us a little sample of that?
You know, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. All right,
well.
You know, I may be going along, you know, picturing I'm listening to some kind of techno station, and I'm like, you know,
yeah.
And it doesn't really work out for me.
No, that was good. That was good.
I don't think that it was.
I think you have a real future in the beatbox industry.
Maybe, you know, for one of our songs one day, me and Gene will just do our straight beatboxing, because we're pretty good.
Too bad,
you know, Gene's a master, like, turntable scratch voice guy, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't really sound good when I do, but y'all see. Maybe we'll throw together a little compilation.
I don't see why we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But considering I haven't even edited together the last episode we've done.
Because you're a lazy ass bastard.
Yeah, and we don't have web hosting now to even put this anywhere, so.
Cool. Well, maybe someday we'll pull it out and release this upon the world. Maybe a shoutcast or something, you know.
I thought about shoutcast. I don't really know how to.
Neither do I.
How to do it. So. Yeah, you know, maybe our good friends that we have across the internet. I'm sure someone out there will host it for us.
Alright, other than that, I've been playing some old school games on our fantastic NES system, which I love dearly. And I whipped out the old Snake Rattle and Roll, which Gene hasn't played before, but I used to play religiously. It's an awesome game. You know, there's little snake heads. You know, you're not even a full snake, you're just a head. And you go around and eat the Nibbly Pibblies. The Nibbly Pibblies are these little balls with legs, or they jump, or, you know, depending on what level you are, or they're fish, or, you know, all kinds of stuff. And you eat them, and you grow a tail, and then you get on the scale at the end and open the door, and you win. And there's bonus levels. But Gene blows sack at this game. He completely sucks. I've played with three-year-olds that played better than Gene on this game. He's fallen off the edge. He can never jump in the right direction. All right. He's trying to chase the little Nibbly Pibblies around, and I'm eating him before he does because he sucks.
To my defense, the controls in the game are ridiculously difficult. It's so...
Someone with the brain the size of a pea, perhaps.
No,
the mental stability of a wet napkin.
The controls are deceptive. When you think, you know, you need to go down, the problem really is that the game flows with the camera at a slight angle. So what's down may or may not be down. It may be left, it may be right.
That's the beauty of it. It's easy to grasp. I mean, all you have to do is press all the directions once and you got it. That should be it. You just have these problems grasping the concept of, you know, the weird 3D-ness of the game. It's a good game. I suggest try it.
It's not too bad, but, you know, after we played the Snake Rattle and Roll, we went on to the play-action football.
Forget about that. Play-action football. See, I was a Tecmo Super Bowl fan, personally, which is a completely different setup.
I never played. I didn't buy that.
And I've never really played play-action football, so... Gene really just bit me over and stuck it to me, like big time. I never scored, and it's ridiculous how fast those players can sack you. The minute the game starts, just sack. I can't pass. I never got the pass, Gene.
Well, you know, I told you that I knew the secret of breaking the line.
Yeah, but that's hacks.
It's not hacks.
You're a hacker.
It's within the game. It's not hacks,
dude. It's old, man. I was always dead, you know, like trying to pass the ball. And you just sack me. Man, 5 seconds.
That's what you do, Isaiah.
And you have no time to pick your plays when you're on the defense.
It's like, I never had a problem.
Yeah, because you chose the blitz play every time.
Well, did it work?
It did, which is so, you know, horrendously makes me angry. I hate you.
Needless to say, before the first half was even over, Isaiah reached over and threw my Nintendo out the window.
That's a lie.
I think the final score was like 21 or 28.
To zero,
yeah. I don't even think Isaiah got
it.
It
wasn't my forte, and then, you know, maybe one day I'll get better, but probably not, because I hope I never play it again.
But you're not a fan of sports games anyway.
Nah, of course. No one is.
I don't know anyone. Yeah,
no true gamers play sports games.
I do enjoy the hockey games every once in a while. And I was a fan of NFL Blitz.
Well, the only sports game I ever really played religiously was NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. For the Genesis was just awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, playing as all those different like celebrities mm-hmm. and everything when you put in the right code.
But I always disliked the fact that they didn't have Michael Jordan for the Bulls.
Yeah, they did.
They had Scottie Pippen and some other jack.
Yeah, well, maybe they couldn't afford it. They had Hakeem Olajuwon. I would always play as him. Catch on fire. Dunk it from across the court. It was awesome.
Right.
Gene built a computer out of a shoebox.
Huh, I built a shoebox out of a computer. Okay, which one is it? That I built a shoebox out of a computer?
No, you didn't build a shoebox out of a computer.
I built a computer out of a shoebox.
He took this shoebox and cut it up. Put a motherboard in it, you know, and it's a fully functional computer.
Well, the only problem with it right now is it doesn't have any memory.
You know, it would work.
Yeah, it would work.
It would, you know, potentially catch on fire, the cardboard or something.
Well, you know, I'm thinking that it's not so bad. I mean, I got the hole here in the side, which is blocked nice and good by one of my cards, so that does me no good. And I've got, you know, the several cuts here along the sides,
yeah,
in the back for my ports.
They can't see it, though.
Yeah, you can't.
Maybe if we ever get a website, we'll throw some pics up.
And then I've got the hard drive up here on the top.
Well, moving on.
And
me and Gene
got the two PS2 ports and the USB here.
Gene, shut the face. Shut up, man. God,
dude, that's
so annoying.
It's gonna be loud,
man.
That's totally not even.
We're gonna have a poll, Gene. Who's cooler, Isaiah or Gene?
Well, you know, I had Plus was telling me how you and I are almost exactly the same, but you're a million times cooler and better looking.
Well, see, that's the truth.
Well, this is coming from Nick.
Well, Nick is kind of a homosexual. Honestly, I think we should drop Adam and move to Nick. Adam's kind of been worn out, you know.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, he's looking good, you know, and I just really have nothing to say about him really anymore.
You know, I'm almost agreeing here. I mean, I enjoy picking on Adam as much as the next guy, but when someone like Nick comes along, there's really no other option.
Alright guys, let's explain Nick. You got this short, stumpy, like baby-faced fat kid with long bobbed hair. I'm talking picture like almost a chili bowl type haircut, but it's curled under at the ends. No facial hair of any kind. He looks 12, but is in fact 16.
Very rosy red cheeks.
Rosy red cheeks and the most annoying laugh you've ever heard. I think when we start having some callers in here, and, you know, when we're annoyed with them or whatever, we're going to have a recording of Nick's voice laughing. We're just going to play it over and over again until they shut up. There's been so many times that we have almost, you know, kicked Nick out of the team for being fat and ugly.
Yeah.
And sounding like an ass. It's terrible.
I don't like to say these things, except when they're about Nick. And Nick, you truly are the single most annoying person I've ever met, ever in my entire life.
Quite possibly the epitome of faggotry.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
all up through Valentine's Day, he was like, "So Gene, you gonna get me tail?" Like, Nick, shut up. Like,
I'm gonna go smoke a bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna go get some tail?
So Gene, you gonna put the pipe in your girlfriend? Shut up, Nick.
Nick, what's going on, Gene? You guys are excellent.
Except his voice doesn't sound like that. It's about 6 octaves higher.
Hey, my name's Nick.
Hi.
I'm a cute, cuddly little bear. Do you want to make out with me? I'm in love with men, and mostly their anuses and penis in my mouth.
It's really how he sounds.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
How about we get him on vent a little later, and I'll record him.
All right.
Without his knowing, and we'll stick this in here.
Say some funny stuff in Nick.
Yeah.
That's not how it is. That's some Nick laughter for you there.
Man, I hate Jews.
Yeah, Jews. Oh, tell the joke. That was a good joke. How did it go?
Right,
I can't
like
quite
this.
Remember.
It goes like this. I'm so sorry if there are any Jews in the audience, but what can you do? All right, the joke goes, what's the difference between a Jew and a pizza?
I don't know, Gene. What is the difference between a Jew and a pizza?
A pizza doesn't scream when you put it in the oven.
Oh, so good.
It is good.
I enjoy that joke because it's true.
It's funny. You know, it is funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Jews.
What can
you do?
You know, what can you do?
Bake them, broil them, gas them. Oh, straight to hell.
Oh, God.
So, moving on once more, take another step forward. I guess Gene's been trying to work out, bulk up a bit for his lady friend. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Gene is Noodle Arm McGee.
Yeah, I don't. For those of you that know me, I mean, you know that I am a Noodle McNoodleson. And literally, you're looking at my arms right here.
His bicep, currently, while flexing, is the size of my forearm. And potentially my wrist area.
Well, how much do you weigh, Isaiah?
We're 170 right now.
170, alright. Yeah. I'm what, 135?
And he's like 6'4".
Yeah.
135 and 6'4". Picture this, people. He's like a Jew in a way.
What? No, that's offensive.
You're from the concentration camp, you know, those pictures.
Okay.
Skinny ass, you know, people. And it's, you know, but he still gets it with the ladies. I can give him that. You know, he's got the way.
You know, it really boils down to the smile. And the smile is what I have. The smile is my single greatest attribute.
And to continue making fun of him on my part, Gene does have the hairiest ass that I've ever seen. I'm not proud to say that Gene has pulled down his pants to moon me, which is, you know, supposed to be funny, but it isn't ever. No matter how many times he does it, it's just not funny.
I beg to differ. Every single time I do it, I laugh.
I guess that's true. But,
how did I end up with $3?
I don't know. No one cares. Just shut up.
You're so loud.
Huh.
This is gonna unrecord.
No. Nothing. Running out of time here.
I do gotta take a poo.
Yeah, that'll be a bad one at that. If any of you guys have eaten Chipotle before with the hot sauce, and mind you, when we went this time, the guy poured it on there. I mean, it was like biting into, like, you know, a pocket full of hot sauce every other bite.
It honestly was. It was so bad.
Gene was crying.
I was crying.
Gene was crying. I will vouch for that. I was there. He couldn't. He had to keep wiping his eyes because he was crying like a little sissy baby.
We were having the tacos, and I had the hot sauce. You know, it was in. But the lady that poured in the barbacoa, you know, with the tacos, just didn't put enough in. So the hot sauce would all come down to the bottom and make a nice pool. And when I would bite into it, I would quite honestly bite into nothing but hot sauce. No cheese, no lettuce.
Pretty humorous, I must say. I was enjoying watching this as Gene was crying. And
it was like biting into, you know, an inferno. It was...
And that, Gene, is what you have to look forward to later on coming out of your anus.
Yeah.
And I'll laugh.
I'm already feeling it.
I might have to record that. Gene's bright red face straining with veins popping in his head. Just... it'll be good.
Let's see. What were we talking about last night that was so important? That we stayed up till 5:30 talking about...
I can't remember.
I honestly can't. That's why I was asking.
Okay, cool. Well, let's not remember. It's not yet appropriate for the show.
Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and talk about my problems.
Okay.
I mean, we all have problems.
I'm listening, Gene. Talk to me.
Well, Dr. Phil.
Let it out.
It's like,
go ahead and let it out, Gene.
I'm going to let it out all over your face if you don't let me talk. Basically, you already know this problem. Our listeners may or may not know. I have a girlfriend. Her name is indeed Caitlin. We're very distant in our relationship. Feel free to chime in.
Yes, Gene.
At any time.
I'm listening to you.
No, that's not what I meant. Just in the progress of telling the story here, I do have a girlfriend, and she's very...
Stupid.
Distant.
Stupid.
She...
Worthless.
She likes me a lot.
Worthless. Never calls him. She likes him so much that she never calls him. And doesn't want to see him.
The problem is...
That's how much that she likes him.
The problem is that she likes me so much that when I'm around her, or when I talk to her, she gets nervous.
And she doesn't want to see him or talk to him. That's really what it boils down to, is her not even wanting to see him, talk to him,
but
or be with him.
This has obviously already been proved wrong on Valentine's Day.
That was the exception, because she was forced into it, because she had a double date with her friend.
No. Why would you say this? Why would you say this on the air? You know it's not true.
It is true. You just fell in the face. Caitlin, you know, is one of these girls who you talk to her on the internet, literally, all she ever says is, heh, dot, 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 smiley face, dot, 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 tongue sticking out face, clown's face, smiley hat.
Now, granted, she used to be like this, but honestly, within the time that you've talked to her and now, she's loosened up a lot.
And I also say that she does hate me. Because of Gene.
Yeah.
He's constantly lying about me, saying that I'm, like, hitting him in the face with my wang, or...
Hey, that was true.
No, it wasn't.
That was true. I have the marks.
Wang marks?
I have Wayne marks. Dude, on my face.
I'd be proud of that. But anyway, so, we gotta weigh out the possibilities here of this relationship working out.
All I can say is that when I'm with her, it's amazing. The problem is just being with her. And I know that she wants to be with me. She just gets nervous.
I don't think that she does.
She feels inferior.
I don't think that she does want to be with me.
You don't think so? Maybe we'll get Caitlin on the show.
No, it'd be a bunch of, I'm Caitlin. Smiley face.
It's not how it would be. But to her credit, she is very, very hot.
For a 15-year-old. Yeah, I said it, Gene, on the air. Gene Angel is dating a 15-year-old.
How old am I, Isaiah? How old? 16?
Gene is 16.
Oh, wait, 16. Okay.
However, I'm almost 20. You may ask, why would a 20-year-old hang out with a 16-year-old?
This is the question that's perplexed me.
And it's mostly the head. It's some of the best I've ever had, Gene, I have to say.
I take care of my teeth. You know, I can't go on with this.
Gene's a good guy. He's funny, you know. And most of the time that I'm hanging out with him is because I don't have anybody else to hang out with. And I can't really find anything to do.
Yeah. Well, this is actually
And Gene's always
true.
At home and never really does anything outside of the house. So, he's just always there for me to use as, you know, something to fall on when I have nothing to do.
I see how it is. I don't know, man. I got nothing for this episode. I'm feeling drained. My mind is off and
useless,
other things.
As usual?
No. No, I apologize for everyone. My mind is a little busied by the events of the Valentine's Day.
By that, he means he got to see his girlfriend once.
Yeah.
Who he's never seen.
No. It's not true.
I think that it is.
I have seen Caitlin.
No, you haven't.
I went to school with her. And then sorry for the F-bomb there.
The F-bomb. The fuck bomb.
The F-bomb. You can't say that stuff on the radio.
Bomb.
You can't say that on the radio.
Bomb. The fuck.
No.
Yeah, Gene has a problem with saying, fuck.
I'm just saying, when I say it, it's just not that good. There's no purpose. Why say it?
It's cool to say.
Is it cool to say when you're in sixth grade?
No. You see, you grow back into it.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't quite gotten there yet.
You grow back into it. All right. No, I'll give you that. Take your word for it.
All right.
Well, we're pushing 28 minutes here. So,
28 minutes of hardcore rambling.
I don't understand how we even do this. We just sit here and talk, and we don't ever really even say anything.
We never even put it on the internet.
Yeah, this probably won't even make it on the internet this time.
Cool.
Because we don't have web posting.
I think we need to do a beatboxing session. Throw it in there somewhere.
You think so? Well,
throw it at the end.
All right, let's move our mics away from our face a little bit. All right.
Well, you gotta see, when we start off here, that we are amateurs at this. But, you know, we'll come up with something. So we're gonna throw a little freestyling in here. All right, what are we gonna do, Gene?
Well, let's bring it up a little bit.
Up around here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll bring mine up a little bit right here.
Okay, it might be a little far.
I'm
sure that's gonna sound awesome. Some good times.
All right, you ready? Go ahead and bring us off.
Bring it. Hit me up a bit. Owns. All right. Good times.
Alright.
Boxing and the hizzle for shizzle.
Yeah.
All right. Kicking it off here. This has been Isaiah for Squizzy Radio episode 5, season 2.
What? Episode 5?
Breaking it down for all you badass mothers out there.
Word to the max.
And to your mother
And to your mother to the max.
And you are?
Oh, myself, I am Gene. Hi, hi. Anybody want to go out with me?
Not me, Gene.
All right, then.
Not anyone with a penis.
I guess, let's just spidoinkle this and get it done.
Spidoinkle to you all once more.
Click. You may remember us talking about Pless earlier. He's the really annoying, scratchy, kid. Even though he's 16, or so he claims, that we play Counter-Strike with, and he doesn't understand how annoying his voice is when he talks. And so we thought we'd give you just a little sample here.
Hi, I'm Nick Plus Santamani, and you're listening to Squeezy Radio, and Gene is a douchebag. And so is Izzy.